All right, ladies and gentlemen, time now for trivia.
But not just any trivia.
Nope, because today is a special day of the week.
Yes, it is.
It's the one we live for around here.
Yeah, particularly Ron's pulse skips a beat.
That's exactly right. My heart is beating out of my chest right now because it's time for Rock and Roll Tuesday.
It is, and we're taking everyone back to 1989 today with another summer number one hit.
Okay.
1989. Yes. Remember where you were.
Okay.
Okay. Remember where you were out there in Radioland. See, that's the beauty of music.
Yeah.
You hear a song, bang. You were seeing this person, or you that person, or you had that breakup, or you went to the beach, or you had that great vacation.
Takes you back to a special time and place.
You had that car. Yeah, it's timeless.
It's a powerful, powerful
yes,
message.
It is. Back in 1989, this tune took off and claimed Billboard's top spot, named the song.
And the artist?
Do we want to do that? Let's see.
I don't know. It depends on how hard it is.
They only had, they had two number ones in the 80s.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'll tell you what. We'll do this. What, name either the group or the song.
Okay.
Okay?
So must be kind of hard.
Spread a little love here.
I don't know what it is, so it must be kind of hard.
Well, here we go. Mr. Maestro, will you please play the vinyl?
I'm not looking at the label. I have no idea.
Whoa, flip it over.
I'm going to hear it for the first time. Just like you are. And here we go. Listen closely. Fine Young Cannibals.
Kind of a nice, bouncy little...
Yeah, I liked it.
It's a good song.
I like... She Drives Me Crazy.
That was their other
one. That was their first one.
Yes, it was.
Then,
back in April of that same year.
And then Good Thing came next.
Yeah, bouncy little tune.
They just kind of went away. They faded away.
Yep. It was their second single from their album, The Raw and the Cooked.
Mm-hmm.
And it was their second number one, as we just mentioned. She Drives Me Crazy was number one back in April of the same year. Mm-hmm. Good Thing was number one for a week until it got knocked from its lofty perch by Simply Red.
Holding back the years.
Nope.
No?
Doing another tune that had been done by Harold and the Blue Notes.
Oh, If You Don't Know Me
if
By Now.
If You Don't Know me By Now.
Mick Hucknall.
That's right.
Lead singer.
Had a beautiful voice.
Yeah, he did. And also... That tune you're talking about, Fine Young Cannibals, Roland Gift.
Yeah.
Was the name of the lead singer.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there you go.
He always reminded me of Carter Minor, if you remember him. He played in many bands around in
Chapel Hill. He's still around.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a good guy. He's still singing these days.
And good for him.
Yeah. He's
Yeah, last time I saw him, he was playing with Bill Bolan's band.
Great guy.
Yeah, and great voice.
Mm-hmm.
But hopefully, from Good Thing, we brought back a fond memory from you from the summer of 89.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.